You can always call him at 855-56-DAVID or check out the Team Hochberg website. I know him because we share a friend in Ramblin' Ray Stevens and the stories we've been sharing. Let's just say you said that radio is tougher than the mortgage industry.
Yeah, it makes less. Well, sometimes it makes less sense than the mortgage industry. And it is as crazy as the mortgage industry a lot of days.
Yeah. What is the wait right now to get a mortgage processed?
It's not that bad. I mean, you know, I'll work getting loans underwritten in 2 days. If you need it done and we get it in at 8 a.m. and we have to get it out that day because it's a rush, we could get it out that day. The delays are happening in the appraisals. We have no control. No lender has control over how long it takes for the appraisers to get out there. In the outlying areas, if you're out in the outside in a rural area, we'll call it, it could take 4 to 8 weeks to get an appraisal. Yeah, we had a guy, we tried to refinance up in Eagle River, Wisconsin. There were 7 certified approved appraisers with our AMC appraisal management company for Eagle River, Wisconsin. The wait time was 8 weeks for an appraisal in Eagle River, Wisconsin.
Nice.
And if you wanted it sooner, every week you wanted it sooner, the price went up $200-$300 for the appraisal.
And of course, people here buy cabins up in Eagle River, so you'd have an uptight Chicagoan that would be like, I want this closed, I want to be on the lake this summer.
Absolutely. So that's the challenges that we're having. The craziness of last year with all the lenders has calmed down, where it was taking up to 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks to underwrite files just because of the volume that came in due to the low rates. But now we're back to 48 hours, 24 hours if we need it. Sometimes if it's a difficult loan, it might take 72 hours, but it's all within 2-3 business days.
Yeah, they said last month, 47% of people thought it was a good time to buy. This month, only 35%. And last month, 48% thought it was a bad time. Now 56% think it's a bad time to buy. I thought that we're hitting our stride. Is there a point where the bubble is going to burst this summer?
Well, sure. And we've spoken to our mutual friend, Amy Kite, on this. And there comes a time where in 07, 04, 05, 06, never thought it would end at the end of 07 and the beginning of 08. And what happened? Everything just blew up.
Mm-hmm.
Different variables today than they were back then. Back then, you know, you had a pulse and you had fog on a glass. You could get a mortgage. A lot looser guidelines than it is today. Today, it's inventory driven. There's just not enough inventory on the market due to home sales being down, due to home builders getting blown out because of what happened in 08 through 2012, and due to the fact that low interest rates, more of our listeners are working from home, due to the fact that more millennials are getting into the home buying market,
mm-hmm.
and due to the fact that the migration out of the city into the suburban market, due to people wanting green space and having their own place to run around the backyard because of what we experienced during the past 15 months. You put all of those variables together, you have a perfect storm. Okay, and then you throw in the fact that the supply chain is completely upside down and on its head, and it's taking longer to build because the builders are having trouble getting wood and the cost of the materials are going up. Copper is shot up. Everything is shot up. And it's just industry-wide. And
I am right in the middle of everything you're talking about. I've been in a 5-year long distance marriage. He lives 4.5 years from here, or 4 years, 4.5 hours from here.
Feels like years, doesn't
it? He's a third generation farmer. So we are finally building a house.
Yeah.
We obviously chose the worst year to build a house based on the price of wood.
Sure.
And I'm trying to sell my house. Now, I've not listed it with Amy yet because I'm hoping that I can pull this off by myself, so I'm doing a FSBO, which I know most people would say, don't do that,
sure.
But you got to give it a shot. I thought I'd give myself 4 weeks.
How's that working out for you?
I actually got an offer last night, the very first person that saw it. Now, the offer was very low.
Okay.
So that's,
now you're playing the ping pong game, going back and forth. You're in the middle of it. You have you have emotions behind it instead of having the realtor handle it and all that stuff, which is fine. Listen, I sold my condo downtown 20 years ago when I lived at 2800 Lakeshore Drive before I moved out to this suburb, before I moved out to Northbrook. I put a sign up in the laundry room. Boom, I sold it in 3 days.
Right.
Got very lucky. And I knew the lady that bought it because she lost out on two other one bedrooms facing south, which is what I had on the 18th floor looking over Lakeshore Drive. So I knew I had a buyer in the building, so I saved all the commission. If when you get to a point and you're just tired of dealing with all that mishigas that you're dealing with, is that person a qualified buyer? Are you getting top dollar for it?
Mm-hmm.
Are you comfortable bringing somebody you don't know into your home? There's a safety issue that a lot of the realtors out there go through classes of self-defense and to identify creeps and not to put themselves in a dangerous situation. Not trying to freak you out here.
Yes, you are, David.
My husband's on a farm 4.5 years away, okay? You know, so, I mean, all of these things go into the mix. But listen, I think you're doing the right move. The sooner you sell the house, the better in this market because it's still blazing hot no matter what the percentages say. There's still 7, 8, 9 people around the corner to buy every house that's out there just because the inventory is so flipping low. It's a great time. If you think, oh, you know what, if it's strong today, it'll be strong next June. Yeah, ask the people in 07, in March of 07, how that worked out for them in March of 2008. Okay?
Well, my concern is that this bubble might burst by the end of the summer.
I don't think it's a bubble. I think it's not a bubble because in 08, you had the challenge of unqualified borrowers buying homes. In an abundance. In this market, the challenge that you're going to have is, okay, and what's going to cool things down is the pending foreclosure crisis that I've been talking about on the radio since March. Okay, we already had the eviction moratorium lifted at the end of May, so people are getting eviction notices now. You live in the great state of Illinois. If you're a landlord, you know this. It takes forever to evict somebody, but the process could start rolling. Same thing's happening for those getting foreclosed, okay? The foreclosure moratorium ends at the end of this month. We've been talking about it for the past 4 months on this radio station. I'm the only one talking about it in this market. And what's going to cool this market down is if you have an abundance of these homes come on the market, you still have buyers there, but it's not going to be as red hot as it is today.
Okay.
So if you have a home and you're thinking of selling, get the hell out of your home now.
Okay.
Pocket what you can. We're up historic amounts. Any realtor will tell you that. A dollar today is a better than you don't know what the dollar's going to be in 3, 4, 5 months. Take the cash, rent the place, live in a friend's basement like I did. Thank God my in-laws were close. I lived in their basement for 6 months till my home was done, and I got rid of my home. I could have stuck with my home, and I could have sold it later, and Amy could have probably gotten another 10, 15, 20 grand. Peace of mind, baby. It was gone.
Yeah. The problem for me is a temporary house needs to accommodate 3 big dogs all over 100 pounds, a potbelly pig that weighs in at just under 100, and a few cats.
Well, Ray's got some room in Batavia.
Hey, it's David Hochberg, mortgage and real estate expert, and we got a text from 847. Is refinance the same timeline as appraisal?
If you need a appraisal for your refinance, there are some loans right now, lenders don't need appraisals. So if you get a property inspection waiver, you get a loan done in under 30 days.
I mean, do you get a property inspection waiver?
That's a great question. The lender has to take all your information. We have to put it in the system. We have to run your credit, and we have to run it through automated underwriting. Okay, it's DU, it's desktop underwriter for Fannie Mae, it's loan prospector for Freddie Mac, and if we get that we don't need an appraisal, it's based upon the risk of the borrower, it's based upon the risk of the area, and it's based upon the overall strength of the transaction. Sometimes we get a property inspection waiver for Fannie Mae, and we don't get it for Freddie Mac. Now, you're going to ask me why? I can't put any common sense behind that. Sometimes it's just a vice versa. We get it for Freddie Mac, but we don't get it for Fannie Mae. So each system, even though the United States is backing both Fannie and Freddie, the United States Treasury and the United States citizens are backing it because it's still under conservatorship. It doesn't make any sense what they're doing. I'll give you a perfect example. Fannie Mae right now, and we'll talk about it after the break, Fannie Mae refinance now will allow low to moderate income homeowners that couldn't refinance a week ago, refinance now. Freddie Mac isn't going to come out with their program, which I'll drill into after the break, until August. Why? Who the hell knows? I mean, it's ridiculous. Fannie Mae's ready to go now, and Freddie Mac's going to take until August. But this is a great program that I'd love to educate our listeners about. If you couldn't refinance last week because you didn't make enough money, there's a program right now with Fannie Mae. It's called Fannie Mae Refi Now. Fannie Mae Refi Now that allows low to moderate income listeners, and we'll dive into it, what that means, to refinance with higher qualifying ratios than they would under a regular Fannie Mae Freddie Mac loan, which is huge because I sent an article in. There's over 2 million homeowners right now in the United States that qualify for this product that they don't know about because Fannie Mae's done such a great job promoting it. That's why we're here letting our listeners know about it.
Okay, we'll find out more about that next. Do you hear Pete Zimmerman in your earpiece too when he tells you to take a break?
No, only you. I turn Pete off because I know he's like, gotta go to break. Come on, shut up, just wrap it up.
Hochberg likes to talk. It's David Hochberg. You've got a question about mortgages, refinancing. The number is 312-981-7200. Thank you for listening to WGN. David Hochberg is in the studio. I swear he gets more radio time than I do these days. He hosts Home Sweet Home Chicago on Saturdays from 10 to 1 on WGN Radio. And you do know it all, and I love your personality, and you're a Chicago guy. And we got a text. Somebody said, "Hi, David, what is it called when I need to refi and take my ex off the loan and I need to give him equity? How do I know I'm not being penalized on that?"
Yeah. Elise Klink was in last week, and somebody called in on that, and I try to clean it up on Steve's show later in the week. Here's the deal: if you are refinancing due to a legal document, divorce decree, death decree, if the house was left to siblings or whoever, and you have to take money out due to a legal document, divorce, death, whatever, something like that, you could take money out. It's called cash out. You're taking cash out because you're extracting equity out of your home. But it's not considered a cash out transaction because you're paying off another party. So in your divorce case with your first husband, if you own the house and you sold it and the house was worth four and you own two and you had to split the difference, you would take out, in that example, $100,000, right? Mm-hmm. The $200,000 mortgage, $400,000 value. You have to split 200 G's. You'd be taking out $100,000 out of the home. Yes, you're taking cash out, but you're doing it to satisfy a divorce decree. It's not considered cash out. You don't get penalized in the interest rate because typically when you take cash out of a home, the interest rate goes up. You pull out the 100 G's, goes to the husband at the closing or the wife, and you know, in whatever case, in this case, we're using you as an example, your ex would get the 100 G's. You'd run with the $300,000 mortgage. Have a nice day. Everybody gets along. You get a lower rate because you're not taking cash out. Technically, you are, but in the eyes of the agencies, Fannie Freddie, it's not considered a cash out, which is a much lower rate for those parties that are doing that type of transaction. So I just wanted to clean that up a little, and thank you for that.
Yeah. And in my situation, I didn't get him to sign a quick claim deed.
Ooh.
Oh, that was a big mistake. Ladies,
yeah.
Gentlemen, get that done if that ever appears, because that is just trouble down the road. So you'll give anybody a free consultation, right?
Oh, yeah. The best four-letter word in the English language, it starts with an F. And I just want to free. And I just want to just touch on this real quick because I know Pete's going to be going, got to go to break.
Yeah, we do.
It's called Fannie Mae Refinance Now. 80% of the area median income. So I'm just going to ramble through these real quick. Cook County, Lake County, McHenry County, Kane, Kendall, DeKalb, and DuPage. The average median income is 91.2. That means if you make $72,000 household income, $72,960 or less, you need to call a lender to take advantage of this product if you haven't been able to refinance due to your income. You didn't make enough income. Typically, we go up to 45% of your income. Under this new Fannie Mae product, we go up to 65. They're trying to keep people, homeowners, in their homes and doing everything in their power. Winnebago, your area median income is 73.3. That means in Winnebago County, if your household income is under 58,640, call a lender. Ogle, 75.8. That means area median 80% average median income is 60,640. In LaSalle County, your median income is 69,003. So that means 80% of that $55,440. Call a lender to see if you could refinance. Enhanced opportunities, greater ratios for our listeners to get into lower rates and save money. Because like you said, it is coming. It's just going to come as right. these foreclosures happen. And Fannie Freddie are trying to offset the risk of these foreclosures, which are going to happen and will cool the market down.
I love a Chicago fast talker when they're trying to talk even faster. That's what I love about you, David. You can call him at 855-56-DAVID. David Hochberg in the studio at WGN.